what kind, they can make a kind of
cottage cheese.
Yeah, and then they, if you poured something, milk or something, through.
Now,
through. Go ahead.
My father-in-law always called that smear case.
Uh-huh.
Cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. Now that was, and he was the one from
Welch.
From Wales.
Well, he was his father was from.
Yeah, one. That's a German.
Smear case.
Smear case is German.
But that's what he always called it.
That's a fairly common, I think, in that in the Eastern, you know, in the German settlements. When they separate the milk, and like some milk, like Guernsey milk, you can take the cream off and
mm-hmm.
skim it and
mm-hmm.
still have pretty good milk. But
yeah.
how the Holsteins and some of these other, the milk isn't very good, and they call that very kind of a grayish color.
Oh, Blue John.
Yeah. And then an apple pie or something like that made in a deep dish, you put a layer of pastry down.
That's a cobbler.
Okay. Now, what have you ever seen one of these where you build it up and you put a layer of pastry, then another layer of a layer of fruit, and another layer of pastry, several layers?
Well, there's one called Apple Pan Daddy.
Hmm. Now, is that a local?
No, cobbler is more
yeah.
local.
What do you think of Apple Pan Daddy and the shoe fly pie?
Yeah, it's just not common to this area
okay.
at all.
And then a sweet liquid served with a pudding, maybe a...
It's just a syrup.
Okay. Now, did you ever make anything that some people just put a little, take milk or take cream and put a little sugar in it and a little nutmeg and pour it over pie, for example?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't.
Either dressing or dip or dope, and either, none of those
no.
are familiar
mm-hmm.
at all. How about something you put, you might call that a syrup or you might just call it a sweet...
Sauce.
Yeah. And a little something you have between meals, you call that a...
Snack.
And I might say, how many meals have you...
Eaten?
You'd say, one. So
I ate one today.
But I will...
I'll eat two.
Okay. And this black liquid here is...
Coffee.
And you say, in the morning, I...
Drink one cup
yeah,
of coffee.
But in terms of... You wouldn't say I prepare coffee. For
oh, me. I make coffee.
Okay. And if you're thirsty, you might go over to the sink and
get a drink.
Coffee. What?
I get a glass of water.
All right. Now, what other words are there similar to glass that you might use? You know, you might say a glass or a...
Tumbler, but we don't use that term.
No, not at all.
The only way we ever use that term is if we're going to buy some glasses and we're trying
not
to...
A, all right.
It's not a common
If you drop the glass, it might...
Break.
It
will break. It did break.
It has.
Broken.
And yesterday, a glass.
Broke.
And they say, I'm thirsty, I will. Glass of water.
Drink.
I.
Drank.
I have.
Drunk.
Okay. And if some had some friends over and they're standing around the table, you might say, go ahead and.
Eat.
They're still standing up, you say.
Oh, go ahead and stand.
Yeah. You know, and then if you might pass a bowl of potatoes around to someone and say.
Care for these?
Yeah, okay. Another word you might use, say, if you wanted assistance, you might say, would you give
Would you help me? Would
yeah.
you get, well, let's see, I'd have to get myself back into
sure.
the thing. Would you pass this, please?
Yeah.
Now, that's what I would
sure.
say.
Sure, but I was thinking of the word with help. Do you use help your...
Help yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I see what you're talking about. Yes, if you put the food on the
mm-hmm.
table, I would just say, well, now help yourself to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm busy.
That's what I meant. And so the person went ahead and...
Helped himself.
And I have...
Helped myself.
Okay, and if you didn't want any food of a certain type,
mm-hmm.
people pass it around, you say...
No, don't care for any.
Okay, and if you had a big roast on Sunday, and then you're going to have the same thing on Monday, say, today we're having...
Leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and you...
Chew it.
And this stuff that you've talked about before, that you make when you're making spoon bread... In the early
mush.
Stage. Yeah, now,
yeah.
How do you make that?
Mush is just water and cornmeal and salt.